relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
One of your really good friends, your former colleagues, came to you and said, I have this thing that is being covered up, and I think the American people need to know about it. What advice would you give them?
I would tell them first to pray about it long and hard. And I would tell them I could take it to Congress for them, or I could put them in touch with Congress, but I would advise them not to do it.
So you would legitimately try to protect one of your colleagues from doing what you have done?
Absolutely.
And how do you think that solves being able to shine light on corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people?
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong.
It's a very strange clip I just played for you. I think I played it three or four times last week, the day it occurred, from the whistleblower hearing in Congress. Think about what that man said. He is a whistleblower, and a real whistleblower, not like Eric Tremella or Alex, don't call me Mr. Vindman. This is a guy who actually qualifies under the Whistleblower Act, who's with his name, with his face, testifying before Congress on the corruption he witnessed inside a federal agency, this time the Federal Bureau of Investigations. And a member of that committee is asking him, what would you say to a colleague in a similar situation to you who witnessed corruption inside the agency? What would you tell them to do? And he said, don't do what I have done. Do not become a whistleblower. Why? Why would you not, if it's the right thing to do, why would you do that and say, don't follow my lead? Because this agency, according to that brave man, will destroy you, will crush you and your family. What does that sentence mean? Let's go beyond the hoopla, the circus of a congressional hearing, and talk to that brave, brave man, a combat veteran, a man who served this nation as a police officer, as a federal agent, Garrett O'Boyle. We are honored to have you on deck here on America First.
Thank you for having me, Sebastian. I really appreciate being on.
And I want to thank Kyle Serafin, who connected us right after I heard your testimony, another very, very brave FBI agent. And I'm not even going to say former. I'm going to say he's the real FBI, you're the real FBI, and I'm not even going to let the scum who are persecuting you get away with me calling you an ex or a former. So before we talk about what you witnessed and why you took that incredibly courageous step to talk out, just introduce yourself. You're talking to about 3.5 million people across the country, from California to New York, Southwest, Northeast, you name it. They love America. Tell us who you are and what you've done to serve this nation before you ended up in front of the TV cameras.
Okay. Well, I'm somewhere in the middle of those coasts. You can probably tell by my accent that I come from the Great Lakes area. And I was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and that's where we found ourselves after the FBI hung us out to dry, making us homeless in the middle of a transfer to that new specialty unit that I was headed towards. But I grew up here, you know, just blue collar family. I've got a couple brothers, and you know, my life of service really started. I was set on that path after 9/11. I was a freshman in high school then, but right after that happened, I knew that I had to somehow give back to this country and serve this nation. And so shortly after high school, I ended up enlisting in the United States Army as an infantryman. And I did that for 6 years. I deployed to both Iraq and Afghanistan, 1 year each. If you saw my opening statement, I mentioned that I also am a recipient of the Army's Combat Infantryman's Badge, amongst other awards as well. But that's one I'm particularly proud of, because it's only given to those infantrymen who engage in ground combat with the nation's enemies. And so for, you know, people on the left or Democrats at the hearing to try to slander my life of service, you know, thankfully I have pretty thick skin from those days in the Army, especially. So it didn't really ruffle my feathers too much. And I knew it was all lies anyways. But after getting out of the military in 2012, I went back to school. And shortly after obtaining my associate's degree, I became a police officer in a place called Waukesha, Wisconsin. I did that for 4 years. If that name rings a bell, it's because there was the horrific parade attack at their Christmas parade a couple years ago. I was an FBI agent by then, but I knew many of the people involved, and I consider that community mine. So I know it was a very difficult time for my former colleagues here. And, you know, those colleagues, many of them have been reaching out now to me in a difficult season of my own. So I'm very grateful to those of them who have. And so I did the policing gig for a little bit, and then I ended up going back to school after I was off of field training and probation. I went back to school to Marquette University in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and I finished up. I was working third shift at the time. We had just had our first daughter, so it was an interesting time, but I was able to push through and persist, and I graduated cum laude from Marquette, and then probably within a couple months after graduating, and many discussions with my wife, I said, I really want to pursue the FBI. You know, growing up, it had been this pipe dream that I didn't think I'd ever really make. I'd never get there, you know. And then I applied, and she told me later after I got hired that she never thought I was going to make it all the way through the hiring process. But she...
What? Oh, that's great. That's just great. Why did your bride have such great confidence in you, Garrett?
She just thought it was impossible, you know, even for me. And, you know, I guess I give her credit because she never told me that until after I had been hired. And I was like, oh, thanks a lot, Heidi. You know, I was really working hard and stressed out about that whole hiring process because it took about a year. But yeah, every time I got one of those emails that said, congratulations, you made it to the next step, I was blown away. And then eventually I got hired, and I found myself in Quantico, Virginia in early July.
You were walking the yellow brick road in Quantico, right?
That's right. And yeah, so after initial training, I was assigned to the Kansas City field office, and then assigned to the Wichita Resident Agency, which is where I had spent my entire career, really, until I got suspended. And so in the 4 years or so that I was there, I also tried out for and was selected for the Kansas City's FBI SWAT team. That's another part of my career that I'm very proud of. You know, lots of people try out for FBI SWAT teams, and not everybody makes it. So I really enjoyed that. And, you know, I really thought my career was looking up. I really liked my job. It was the best job I ever had. And, you know, honestly, I still am going through a bit of a mourning process over that job and over that career and over what could have been and what I thought was going to be. But the Lord has another plan for me and another plan for my family. And so as hard as it is, you know, I just have to trust in his providence and his control and guiding hand over my life. But so, you know, did SWAT there, and then in the spring of 2022, I tried out for a new specialty unit that the FBI was creating in the Quantico area of Virginia. And, you know, I got selected for that as well. And I decided to accept that position. And my wife was pregnant with our fourth daughter at the time. And we sold our house in August in Kansas. We moved into an Airbnb because my wife was essentially due. But just with the timing of everything, we thought, okay, you know, we know this is a sacrifice, but it has to be because I have to report to my new unit. So we end up living in this Airbnb in good faith. We, you know, the FBI's policies, they and the people who FBI employees and contractors who were helping us with our move said, yeah, the FBI is going to reimburse you all these costs. And we have not seen one penny of that reimbursement after reporting to the new unit. And they said, well, sorry, you're under suspension, so we can't reimburse you for anything. And so it's just insult to injury over and over again with this whole process. But yeah, so Lucy, our youngest daughter, was born while we were staying in that Airbnb. And then we stayed there a few more days, maybe about a week. And then we traveled to Wisconsin. We thought we were going to be here just to visit because we were headed to Virginia. And we didn't know when we would be back again, especially with the move and having a new baby. We anticipated perhaps not even coming home for the holidays, which had been our pattern. And when we were in Wisconsin, we'd been here about a week. And then I reported to the new unit alone. I drove one of our personal vehicles down there. The plan was to report to the new unit, stay there for a week.
And we're going to find out exactly what happened in a moment. We're talking to Garrett O'Boyle, one of the handful of patriotic FBI whistleblowers. Follow him right now on Twitter at GOBActual. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Make sure you are subscribed to the podcast. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Just plug in my name. Leave us a 5-star review. Back in a moment. It's one of the most beautiful things you can do today or any day. Remember what Jesus our Savior told us, come unto me, the little ones. Better a millstone were wrapped around the neck of someone who harms a child. Well, let's help those who are most vulnerable. Over 1 million girls and boys in America have a parent behind bars. They are vulnerable. They feel guilt for the sins of their parents. Let's get them to a safe place this summer with the Prison Fellowship. It is called the Angel Tree Camp. $200 per child provides them a Christ-centric safe summer camp. That could be you. Donate as little or as much as you can. Go right now to sebgorka.com and click on the Angel Tree banner at the top. You could be literally saving a life. You can call in your donation as well on 888-206-2794. That's 888-206-2794, or just go to sebgorka.com and the Angel Tree banner.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. We know the truth now. The FBI is corrupt. They are a political police force. That's why one of the most popular things, well, we didn't come up with it, Chris Plant did, is the T-shirt, FBI, Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. We have the proof, not just from the whistleblowers, but from the Durham Report. Get yours today at sebgorkastore.com. Likewise, the mug that we launched months ago, that even my team said, Dr. G, that's a little edgy. Well, it's the truth, sadly. Joe Biden's Gestapo, the FBI from Nazi Germany to the USA in 80 years. Get yours today. So much more at sebgorkastore.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorkastore.com. Thank you to everyone who has donated so graciously, so incredibly supportive of our Prison Fellowship Angel Tree program. This is where we take young boys and girls who've lost a mother or father to the prison system and get them to a Christ-centric summer camp every year to just feel loved, to feel safe for a few weeks. Listen to one of the ladies explaining what a grandmother celebrated in terms of her grandson going to one of these amazing camps.
No, they dropped their child off at the beginning of the week. Child was super hesitant, just didn't know if they wanted to go to camp. And by the end of the week, when mom comes back to pick them up, they're crying because they don't want to go home because they had so much fun. And we hear, I think it was a grandmother, she said, this was the first time that my child went to sleep without the sounds of gunshot at night.
The first time they'd gone to sleep without hearing gunshots. No child in America should have to live with that. Please help today. Cost $200 per child. Give as much as you can. More than 70% of these children will end up in prison as well unless we break that cycle. Call 888-206-2794 or just go to my webpage, sebgorka.com, and click on the Prison Fellowship Angel Tree banner at the top. It's one of the most beautiful one of the most holy things you can do today. That's 888-206-2794, or just go to sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com. We're back with whistleblower extraordinaire Garrett O'Boyle, combat veteran. You're telling us your story of your career in the military, in the police, then the FBI, and then transitioning to this new position. You go in, what was it, to the resident agency or the field office, and then what happens that day?
Right. So, yeah, I was really looking forward to this new position. I was really excited about it. And I show up to the new unit. I think it was essentially like their administrative building because I was going to be working out of like a separate area. But anyways, I show up and I check in, and I thought I was just there for my security in briefing. And because I had talked to my new supervisor the previous Friday, I drove down on Sunday and reported on Monday. And the previous Friday, I talked to him to ensure that I was still headed down and that I was going to be reporting on Monday. And I thought everything was normal. So I check in, and there was another new employee who was checking in as well. And once they're walking us back, I get escorted to a separate office building and promptly suspended. And, you know, I think I was in shock, at least for the first half of that day, because I get suspended. They basically read me the riot act and give me a bunch of forms. They seize my creds and my
your
badge.
Credentials. That's his FBI credentials. All right. And then what is the accusation made against you, Garrett?
Right. So the allegation was that I had been making unprotected disclosures to the media. And when they lobbed those accusations at me, I said, no, that's not true. And then at that point, I'm like, well, I think the hat is out of the bag and that this is retaliation. I don't know if I'll ever be unconvinced that somebody found out that I had been going to Congress. And so they said, we have to come up with some type of allegation about this agent, and we have to get rid of him. That's what
right.
I truly believe.
So that's the missing part of the story. What had you been doing with regards to Congress that makes you a whistleblower? So what had you witnessed, Garrett? Tell our listeners.
So a handful of things I can discuss are, you know, one of the best examples, because I was a domestic terrorism agent. And so one of the things that I disclosed to Congress was the FBI's stat padding, essentially. So as a terrorism agent, if you have a subject, you open up a case on him, and or like in this instance, it was a militia. And I ended up having four separate subjects, and then the FBI had me open up four investigations. And I remember every time, like, thinking, why are we opening multiple investigations? This is one case. So why are we
opening?
Hang on.
So there's four individuals related to one militia, and that should be one case. But the FBI wants you to open a case on each of them, so it looks like there's more of a threat?
That's correct, Sebastian. That's absolutely right. So, and the perfect example is to compare it to a traditional gang or some type of mafia, Italian or Russian or whatever. In those cases, you open a case on the gang or whatever entity, and then, or even perhaps even on one subject. And then as the investigation persists, if you have other subjects, you just open a subfile and you add your additional subjects, and you just have a subfile for each person.
Right. So when you're going after Al Capone's organization, you don't have a case on every single soldier or, you know, member of the Al Capone ring. I mean, that'd be insanity. So what happened? You said what? This isn't procedure. Did anybody tell you just shut up and do it? What were the ramifications for your saying, hang on a second, this isn't how we do it?
Right. So there were no real ramifications other than I was just told, well, this is the policy. And I said, well, that policy is broken. I mean, that policy is misleading of how the FBI conducts business, and it's misleading of the truth, really, because then Congress not Congress, the FBI can take this information, this type of information, to Congress, who has the power of the purse, and they can say, look at all the terrorism we have. Because think, I was just an agent in Wichita, Kansas, where I had four cases that really should have been one. You multiply that by every single agent who works these type of cases, that across the nation, I mean, it would be, I would imagine, an overwhelming amount of cases that are similar in nature to this. And now when that part of my, because this was part of my closed door deposition that was leaked back in March, and the FBI responded to that part and said, it's categorically false that we, you know, manipulate statistics in this manner. But my response to that is it though? Because, you know, I would love to know what you think and what your listeners think about it, because to me, as a whistleblower, you have to have, by law, a reasonable belief,
right,
that it's something is
important. Yeah, you're inflating the statistics. You're taking one incident and you're multiplying it by a factor of four, which means you have generated something that isn't there or made it larger than it is. We're talking to FBI whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Make sure you're following us on all social media. We are everywhere that matters. Twitter, Facebook, True Social, Parler, Getter, Telegram. You can watch us on your Roku, Fire Stick, or other devices. My Substack is sebastiangorka.substack.com. Back in a moment. Every day when I pass a mirror, I still can't believe it. It's me! I'm looking back at myself. I never thought I'd be this fit again. But 42 pounds ago, I decided to take control of my health. And with the help of my PhD weight loss and nutrition, I'm so glad I did. The program is simple. Dr. Ashley Lucas and her amazing team customize a plan for your body to make it simple. They even provide 80% of your food at no additional cost. They treat your entire person as one. Dr. Ashley believes that all change starts with the mind. She'll help you to change your behavior when it comes to food and think differently about food so you'll never gain the weight back. Give them a call right now at 864-644-1900 and they can answer all your questions. If I can do it, you can do it.
America First, Magnificent.
Welcome back, dear friends. If you enjoy what we provide for you here at America First as much as we love providing it to you, please support those who make it possible. Great patriots like Mike Lindell, friends of President Trump who are under the gun. Even he was harassed by the FBI at a Hardee's drive-thru. The left truly detests him and the deep state included. Let's go straight to the source, MyPillow.com. He sold 71 million of the original pillow. It's that good, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. He's just launched the 2.0 with an amazing BOGO offer. Use my name for up to 66% off the more than 150 items on his amazing website, MyPillow.com. You can call your order in today and speak to a real person. 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Recently, I think it was a week ago, at the weekend at Howard University, the chief executive had this to say about the threat assessment concerning terrorism in the United States.
To stand up against the poison of white supremacy, as I did in my inaugural address, to single out as the most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
As somebody who's been working counterterrorism against jihadis for, well, since September the 11th, that is a very strange statement to be made, because I can't think of serious white supremacist attacks in the United States akin to 9/11 or the Pulse nightclub shooting or what happened in San Bernardino, or even equivalent to what happened in Asheville at that Christian school with a transgender killer. Perhaps our guest, whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle, can help us out here. It seems to me as if there was political pressure inside the Bureau, inside the IC, the intelligence community, to make that threat assessment a reality, to do it in reverse, to say that don't do a threat analysis, but take individual instances of something that could be deemed domestic violent extremism that's not jihadi related, and let's multiply it and multiply it. Let's get four people and turn it into four cases. Is this what we're talking about, the generation of a false threat analysis?
Yes, Sebastian, I believe that's accurate, and I think many FBI employees would agree, and many of us suspended whistleblowers, we will tell you that, yes, that is what is going on inside that organization.
So what if you had to say in one sentence what it is you are testifying against, why you are a whistleblower, is it the politicization of threat analysis, or is it something more than that?
I guess if I had to be as succinct as I could, you know, the president just said white supremacy is the greatest threat to our nation. I would say weaponized government is the greatest threat to our nation. And that is why I'm testifying and speaking out now.
When you say weaponized government, beyond that one case where you were told open four cases because there are four people involved and that will make the threat seem bigger, are there other examples? What else are you testifying to that you can discuss openly here on national radio?
Right. So at the hearing, one of the things Congressman Jordan brought up, and as he put it, is perhaps one of the primary reasons I've been being treated the way I have been in such a cruel fashion, you know, my family on top of it, is that I also reported to Congress and provided a protected disclosure to them regarding the school board's threat tag issue and the investigations that the FBI was attempting to open up on parents who simply are concerned about the curriculum and the things that their children are facing at school. And another one that I testified to is the militia violent extremism symbols guide that Congressman Gates asked me about. And, you know, my disclosures aside, you can add Steve Friend and Kyle Serafin and Marcus Allen and a litany of others, because there are other whistleblowers that we know of who are not public facing. And the body of evidence, especially for all of us who are in law enforcement, it's overwhelming at this point.
Yeah, I think I'm just, you know, noodling here as I'm listening to you. We need to get all of you brave men, on a stage together for a couple of hours and paint the picture of what has happened to the most powerful law enforcement and intelligence community agency in the world, so that Americans understand. In the meantime, this individual has a Give, Send, Go. It's through our buddy, Kyle Serafin. Please go to givesendgo.com. You heard what the FBI did to him, literally made him homeless. That's givesendgo.com/Kyle Serafin. Kyle Serafin. I'm Sebastian Gorka. So many more questions to ask. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. Pain relief that works. Pain relief that's real. Pain relief that is liberating 500,000 Americans across the nation right now. Me included. But not just me. People like Gary from California. This is Gary's story. I cannot thank you enough. I'm 62 years old and have just started taking Relief Factor. I have never felt better and will recommend it to all my baby boomer friends. That's quite an endorsement. Find out for yourself. There's only one way. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee. By the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Gary, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Call 800-500-8384. Ask yourself one question. What have you got to lose? I mean, apart from the pain, is there anything? Of course not. You know it makes sense. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com. Silencers, suppressors, scary, aren't they? You think of movies. Isn't it always the villain, the assassin? Well, in fact, it's just a very civilized way to fire a firearm. Protect your hearing, whether you're clearing out hogs, chasing a trophy whitetail, or you finally drew that bull elk tag. Protecting your hearing is important. Silencer Shop has over 6,000 local dealers in their network. Let them help you ditch the bulky hearing protection and improve your hunt with a silencer. Enjoy reduced recall, better accuracy, and more enjoyable hunting without tedious paperwork. The Silencer Shop process makes getting a suppressor easy. Check out silencershop.com, where a portion of your online order goes directly to your local gun shop. They make silencer ownership simple. Silencershop.com.
So, yeah. Mr. Chairman, it
Chair recognizes it's,
I'm inquiring, and I was not.
And I've told
inquiring. You
that when it comes to whistleblowers, you are not entitled to it. That's at the discretion of Mr. Allen.
Mr. Chairman, these individuals have been determined not to be whistleblowers. These are not whistleblowers. They've been determined by the agency not to be whistleblowers. Are you deciding that they're whistleblowers?
Yes, the law decides. Did you not listen to Mr. Levitt's testimony? Did you not read the law?
His
the law decides that they are whistleblowers.
One of the most vicious people in politics, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, with an interesting take on who gets to decide who is a whistleblower against government corruption. According to her, if you work for the FBI, it should be the FBI that gets to decide whether or not you get to testify against them. I think our guest here on America First may have a different take. He's a real whistleblower, Garrett O'Boyle. When you heard that last week, did you like go, has this lawmaker even read the Whistleblower Act on who gets to decide?
That's exactly what I thought, Sebastian. You know, 5 U.S.C. 7211 makes it very clear any federal employee has a right. We have a right to make some grievance known to Congress. On top of that, you have 5 U.S.C. 2303, which is the FBI protection statute for every FBI employee. And I was sitting there thinking, she's never read any of this. She's just up here grandstanding, smearing us for standing up for our country, for standing up for what's right, just like everybody else on the left has done throughout this whole process. Even, you know, when I went to Washington to do my deposition, I went there in good faith under the belief that it was confidential. I was told, don't talk about it. You can only don't just if you're going to talk about it, it has to be with a privileged party. So my lawyer, my wife, a clergy member. And then a few weeks later, my lawyer calls me and says, hey, buddy, bad news. Your name's getting leaked. I was contacted by CNN this morning and CNN, Rolling Stone and New York Times. And since then, it's been many others. But those were the first three. They put hit pieces out on us with lies. I mean, the Democrat staff attorneys sat in on those depositions and they released lies. So on Thursday, we were sworn in to tell the truth under threat of perjury.
Yeah.
So, but Congress, they aren't. They're
well,
able to
let me run a theory past you. You may not wish to comment, but given the Democrat Party through the 60s, 70s, and 80s and 90s said, dissent is the greatest form of patriotism. They hated the G-Man. They hated the man. They hated the feds. You know, Deep Throat was their hero at the FBI during, you know, Nixon and Watergate. The only thing I can think of why suddenly they're champions of protecting the institution today is because they, as a party, have a political interest in protecting this agency today. I find it hard to believe that suddenly they love an agency they've hated for decades.
Absolutely. You know, I think that's one of the critical pieces that's often lost is people, they're not applying that type of nuance to their thought process about why this is all actually happening. Since when does the Democrat Party like anything to do with law enforcement? They still hate the police and want to defund them. But now somehow the FBI is their golden child. It doesn't add up. It doesn't make sense historically. And it just doesn't make sense today. And then for them to sit up there and grandstand and blast us for actually trying to be true to our oath. It was disgusting. People ask me how I sat there. And honestly, it's just because of the good Lord. You know, I had been reflecting on 2 Timothy 1:7, which says that we don't get a spirit of fear, but the Holy Spirit will fill us with power and with love and with self-control. And if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit filling me in that way, I wouldn't have been able to sit there composed like I was. And I think the same is true of Marcus Allen and Steve Friend and Tristan Levitt.
Yeah, God bless you all. God bless Kyle and the other whistleblowers. We need more. We've got tens of thousands of people in that organization. Why aren't there more whistleblowers? I saw that you only had, 4 years in the Bureau. For me, Michael Van Meter said something on Kyle's podcast I was listening to last week where he said, the fact is most agents are in their 30s when they join. If you've been there for 10 years, you're vested in your pension, and there's no way you're going to risk it, and therefore it's about just keeping your head down. Is that all it takes for your fellow special agents not to see anything, Garrett?
Right. Sadly, that seems to be the case. You know, we call it the golden handcuff, and far too many FBI employees, and I would say especially of the agent class, because they're the ones, they're the gun toters. They're the ones out there arresting people, enforcing the law, supposed to be upholding their fellow citizens' constitutional rights. It's just disappointing because I know they see it because they reach out to us on the side and they say, hey, man, we're with you. We support you. We back you. We see it. But they just can't get to the point where they're willing to risk it. You know, where for me, I remember vividly talking with my wife saying, as long as I'm in this agency, I'm only going to do the right thing. And of course, I'm human and a sinner. So I'm not saying I'm perfect. I know. By no means is that true. But I meant what I said on Thursday, and I meant what I did when I swore the oaths to this constitution of our country and to this country in the Army as a police officer and as an FBI agent. And I think far too often that oath rings hollow because people do get accustomed to their life and they say, I can't risk it. You know, I'm really proud of you and I really support you and what you're doing, but I can't do it. And to that I say, yes, you can, because I didn't think I could do it either. I don't want to be in this situation at all, but I'm here. And if more people who see the same type of things that I see and that the other whistleblowers see, if we all stood up, we would be able to fix the FBI and we would be able to make it work how it's supposed to for the American people.
Yeah, it's really up to us, guys. We're talking to Garrett O'Boyle. Follow him on Twitter at GOBActual. That's GOBActual. And please support him. The FBI are trying to destroy him. They made him homeless. It's givesendgo.com/Kyle Serafin, who is raising funds, another FBI whistleblower. That's givesendgo.com/Kyle Serafin. That's Serapin. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I know you have a cell phone. If you have a cell phone, please tell me one thing, please, that it's not linked to one of the big cell phone providers. Those people are not on your side. They're left wing. They're woke. They have. Those companies have donated millions of dollars to anti-First Amendment, anti-Second Amendment organizations, and even to Planned Parenthood. There's only one Christian conservative cell phone company. It's Patriot Mobile. It's the one I switched all my family's lines to when my cell phone company surrendered to Nancy Pelosi's illegal January 6th committee and subpoenaed my phone records. I said, that's it. I'm done. You get to keep your old number. You get the same 4G, 5G nationwide coverage. You get a performance guarantee. If you're a veteran or a first responder, you get an additional discount and you get free activation with my name. Don't wait any longer. Don't fund those who hate America. Join the good guys. 878-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Gorka. That's 878-728-7468, patriotmobile.com/GORKA. Have you ever questioned the COVID-19 narrative? Is there more to the story? Well, the film, The Real Anthony Fauci, will leave you stunned. You don't have to agree with everything Robert Kennedy Jr. has ever said, but there are things in this movie that they just don't want you to know. And I thought I knew a thing or two about COVID-19 and Anthony Fauci, but what they have unearthed, especially his involvement in the reaction to the AIDS epidemic, will shock you. Are you ready to explore the truth? If so, go right now to TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com to watch the movie for free. That's TheRealAnthonyFauciMovie.com. You can also go to my website, SebGorka.com, and click on the banner for this movie that is a must-see. Do it today. SebGorka.com. SebGorka.com.
Making sense out of today's nonsense. Here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
It's not the FBI, and this pains me to say it is the Fascist Bureau of Intimidation. Tell the world you know, especially after the Durham report. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. Get your T-shirt today, jointly released with Chris Plant. It is a political police force, and I think we've demonstrated that for the last hour. So much more at SebGorka, SebGorkaStore.com. Two questions we've got to squeeze in with our guest. Please tell us, Garrett. Number one, why is what you are reporting a big deal? Why is the making up of threats, the multiplication, the exaggeration of threats, the political intrusion, why does it matter at the FBI? Why should the average American care?
I think they should care because when a government gets to a point where it literally can do whatever it wants and no one can make them stop, at least thus far, no one has been able to. The FBI is operating in a space, I've compared it to the Hoover era, and I think in some ways it's even worse now, where they can do whatever they want. They are filled with hubris and no one can make them change. They can literally come for anyone.
Yeah.
Anyone in this country they can come for because of that power.
Yeah. Last question. Is it fixable? You knew it from the inside. I think there's a reason that you did what you did. I think it's because the length of your career. If you'd been there another 4 years, another 10 years, like everybody else, it would have been very, very hard. God bless you. Is this fixable, or do you agree with people who've been on my show, 23-year FBI veterans? My buddy Dan Bongino, former Secret Services, said, no, its reputation is so done, we have to cleave off the CT, the counterterrorism, the counterintelligence, and the criminal division, and give those jobs to other agencies. You know the corruption from the inside. What's Garrett O'Boyle's take?
Right. So this is one I battle with because I still know many of the good men and women who work for the FBI. And so I know there are good people there, especially at the level I was at, the line agent level. And I think if it's possible to salvage, we have to just completely clear house of the senior executive staff level. And really, we have to gut the headquarters, because what happens in the FBI, you get, it attracts an interesting combination of characters who even seek to join the FBI. And many of them are then attracted to promoting. And oftentimes it's for the wrong reasons. And those are the people who have filled headquarters. Those are the people who have filled the upper echelons of the agency. And I don't know how you fix that, because that comes down to morality and character. So the only true way is for them all to turn to Christ.
Well, yeah, but if they don't, you got to get rid of them. You got to fire every single one of them. Follow this man right now at GOBActual on Twitter, GOBActual, and please support him. He deserves our support. GiveSendGo.com, Kyle Serafin. We've been talking to Garrett O'Boyle. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, dear friends, keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
Brought forth upon this continent new conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
I have a dream.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people...
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Here's the other thing. I'm sure, I'm not sure, my guess is I'll get a question about, you know, well, wait a minute, you know, the American people aren't satisfied. Well, guess what? As I told you all before, most of this, what we've passed, doesn't kick in. It only kicks in over time.
Wow, are you impressed? Don't judge him. It'll take a few years, maybe decades. That's Joe Biden at the G7 in Japan. It only gets worse after that. Welcome, dear friends. Happy Monday. Do I have big news for you? Oh, yeah, huge victory in the Gorka household. I'll be sharing it with you momentarily, but these are just too good. This is, again, the man who is allegedly the most powerful individual in the world, telling you how he balanced the budget and brought down the debt. Tell me if you're convinced. Cut four.
And there's a lot of other, for example, the idea that we're, in terms of taxes, that they refuse to, for example, I was able to balance the budget and pass everything from the global warming bill. Anyway, I was able to cut by $1.7 billion in the first 2 years the deficit that we were accumulating. And because I was able to say to it that the 55 corporations in America that made $400 billion, that they had paid zero in tax. Zero.
$40 billion, $400 billion. What's a zero when talking about billions? And whenever he says, never mind. What does it mean? It means brain failed, cannot tell you answer. Never mind. Hey, Mr. G, you got a pretty good memory. Has President Trump ever, before he became president, whether he was in the White House or afterwards, has he ever in the midst of a sentence said, never mind? That's true, actually. That's very good. That's very good. All right. Big news. What's the big news of the day? My wife's a politician now. She's an elected office holder. How did that happen, you ask me? Dr. G, how did that occur? Well, it's very simple. At the local community center that has a $8 million budget derived from an additional property tax of the residents in our county, 2 years ago, they decided to hold something called the Drag Queen Story Hour for children. Why would a sexual act about men dressing up as caricatures of women, what's that got to do with minors? What kind of person would want to propagate that to children? A pervert, right? Anyway, when that happened, my wife came to me and she said, do you know how much money we pay to the local community center that runs the library, that runs these drag queen story hours for kids? And I said, I had no idea. $8 million. I said, what? $8 million? And she said, I'm running for the board of the community center to stop them targeting children. And I corrected her mildly. I said, you mean you're asking for my permission to run for a political position? I mean, you're my wife. You've read St. Paul's letter about women obeying their husbands. And she said, no, I've already collected the signatures and I filed my paperwork and I'm running. Ah, okay. And what happened? She ran, and then she, she got a taste of what it means to be a public patriot in America. The Democrats unleashed the smear machine. And it got nasty. It got very nasty. You know the accusations. Fascist, white supremacist, Nazi, yada, yada, yada. Hater, and so forth. And in an election where usually just a few hundred votes decide who makes the board, they had mail-in ballots. Huh. Heard of that before? And a massive increase in voting. How strange. How strange. And my wife was defeated after they smeared her, after they used mail-in ballots. That's funny. Have you heard that before? She was quote-unquote defeated. Within about 2 days, she said to me, I'm going to run again. Despite having been called all the nasty names you can imagine, for wanting to protect children, for wanting to have fiscal responsibility, she decided to run again. And she found two other brave ladies, all devout Christians, in fact, all Catholics, and these three Amazonian warrior princesses, or queens, let's call them queens, because they're all married and they're all mothers. Well, on Saturday, at the Community Center McLean Day election, they won all three seats. There they are, Gloria Chambers, my warrior queen in the middle, Katie Gorka, and Kathleen Porter holding. Calm down, Media Matters, calm down. That sword, that hatchet, that shield, they're all made of plastic. You know who bought them. You know who Kathy brought them to our little celebration at the HQ yesterday. Little plastic shields and swords to celebrate their victory like true warrior princesses. And they won. You know what's interesting? There were no dirty tricks this year. I can go into all kinds of theories, but the Democrats overplayed their hand last year, and they made themselves very vulnerable in our district. Very vulnerable. And these ladies are now going to be the three conservative warrior ladies on the board who are going to stop the perversion. We're actually going to have some fun programs. Can you imagine actually having fun programs? I said, there's this guy who has a radio show. You should come, you know, have him come speak at the community center. But other people, just shows, they spend money on left-wing DIE programs that nobody goes to see when they're not indoctrinating young kids. So here's a little lesson for you. If she can do it, if my muse, my bride of 26 years can do it, guess what? So can you, because she hates politics. She's exactly the kind of person you need to have in politics. Anybody who wants to be a politician should be barred from politics. If you detest it, if you think it's filthy and disgusting, and you still are a patriot, they want to save the nation. Well, that's different. So ask yourself a very simple question, my friend. Do you have what it takes to be Katie Gorka? Do you have what it takes to step into the ring to fight for this country against those who detest it? That's all. That's the summary. Do you have what it takes to fight those who hate America? Because if you don't, you're not an American. Sorry if that stings, because it's the truth. Get busy. Doesn't matter whether it's a local school board. In fact, the local positions are the most important. That's how they stole our country. Come on, guys. Let's do it. Get busy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. We've only just started an amazing third hour guest today. One of the FBI whistleblowers who hasn't been interviewed anywhere else for an hour will be with us. Make sure you never miss the one-on-one. Subscribe to our podcast. Go to Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Salem Podcast Network. Plug in my name. Give us a five-star review. Share the links with your friends. And while we're talking about the FBI, get the FBI Fascist Bureau of Intimidation t-shirt jointly released with Chris Platt. Go to SebGorkaStore.com today. Challenge coins, books, hoodies, hats. I stand with 45 flags. SebGorkaStore.com.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.